Yeah, I mean, every time you you play an opponent within a calendar year, it helps, especially a, you know, an uncommon opponent. You know, but they got some different pieces. Obviously, adding Josh to the mix, and Trent Murphy's playing a bigger role for him. Cravens, a rookie, is playing a good role for him. So, but yeah, you look at that film, and also more importantly, the film from recent games, see how they're playing.
And Mike says they've improved since that last playoff game. They've improved their play as this season has worn on.
I think so. I think the defense is playing, you know, is playing pretty good. You know, they got some moving pieces, but and they've had a couple injuries. But I think guys have stepped up and done some good things for them. And obviously, when you got a guy like Josh on one side, or you can do some star coverage with him, that helps.
Are you a Lord of the Rings guy at all? Because Josh referred to you as Gandalf the White.
I heard that, yeah.
What do you make of that?
I love it, man. He's one of my favorite characters, so I appreciate the comparison. You know, Gandalf kind of fell into oblivion there, and then he came back, and he's the White. You know, he's a lot more powerful as the White. So I don't really have any gray in the beard yet, but I'll take any compliment from Josh like that, especially a Lord of the Rings one. I mean, he didn't say Gimli, so I feel pretty good about that.
I don't know what any of that means. Aaron, you're really the only one to have a rushing touchdown. How important is it to get a running back into the end zone this week? This hasn't happened.
Well, I mean, it's important to get in the end zone whoever gets in. You know, I've been fortunate to get in a couple times this year, but, you know, however you get them. You know, we need to score points, especially in the red zone. We talk a lot about situational football in the last couple weeks. Our third down and our red zone percentages have been down from where they need to be. So we gotta pick that up. We gotta find ways to score touchdowns in the red zone and start faster. You know, we've been on the obviously behind the last few games too many times, and we need to give our defense some confidence by putting up some points and some early drives.
Aaron, if my math is right, I believe this is your 150th game played on Sunday. Having played that many, what's easier this time of year, getting ready for a game, and what's harder that far in your career?
Well, it's tough on the body, I think, the older you get. But with that, obviously I've made some changes with my weekly routine and got a great team around me, including our great training staff here. So I always feel like I'm ready to play from a physical standpoint. I wouldn't say the mental side is easier. I think the preparation obviously gets a lot smoother because you have a routine down that seems to work for you over the years, and you tweak it every year and find out ways to try and get that little edge. But no, it's exciting. I mean, this time of year is the when the football gets really fun. And you know, as much as we've been struggling a little bit, we're right in the mix. And hopefully the urgency picks up and we have a better performance this week and come away with the win.
What can you do to get a running game going? I realize you're kind of challenged personnel-wise.
Well, I think I've been running pretty good lately. I've been, you know, been trying to get out and get loose. But, you know, it's just a matter of guys being healthy. And obviously James back, you have more of a traditional running back there, but it doesn't matter, you know, the stats wise, if we're running a bunch or throwing it a bunch. We just need to find a way to win. If we got to throw it 60 times to win, we've done that before. Obviously, you'd love to have some balance, but at this point, the season comes down to winning football games.
Have teams played you one dimensionally start to finish, Aaron? How tough is that?
I don't know about one dimensionally, but there have been some similarities between some of the defenses, and actually, has been interesting at times when teams have taken their best rusher and put him off the ball at times to try and spy myself. You know, playing some man coverage behind it, you saw with Beasley in Atlanta, you saw with Eric Walden in Indian, you saw with Arakpo in Tennessee. So if they're doing that, that takes away one of their key rushers. We got to hold up on the you know, on the front and win our one-on-one matchups and win our man beaters. So. You know, I think that helps. I don't want to run it seven or eight times a game. I'd rather sit back in that pocket. But I'm going to continue to extend plays and play the way you know, I know how to play, and hopefully we can have a better performance this week.
Aaron, what do you think about some of the outside criticism of your coach, who you've had a lot of success with?
I think it's ridiculous. I think people don't understand how difficult it is to win in this league and win consistently. You know, the success that we've had here is tough to do. And we've set the standard pretty high. But I wouldn't listen to some of those people out there. I mean, they're not in this locker room. They're not in the meeting rooms. They're not in the practice environments. They don't know what's going on. They don't know the type of work ethic that we have here and that Mike has here, and especially guys like Mike Florio. I mean, don't waste your time reading crap like that.
Do you think it affects your coach when you hear stuff like this, or do you guys?
Ask him.
11 years here, doing it right on the field, off the field, leadership. Why do you still get these shots from the outside in the last 3 or 4 years? Have you figured that out?
What do you mean?
Shots at either your character, your persona, questioning your leadership.
I mean, I'm yawning right now. That stuff is white noise. I don't pay attention to that kind of stuff. We set the bar here pretty high, and that's because we've had a lot of success here. We're very proud of that. But we're trying to win football games right now, and that stuff doesn't matter.
Aaron, with the success Devontae's had in recent games, how much of that is helped by his releases off the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. We've talked a lot about his ability to be a quick twitch guy at the line of scrimmage, and he has that extra element. He's tough to guard in a one-on-one man press situation, and he's beating guys on his routes a lot of times at the line of scrimmage. When he does that, he's got a really nice, smooth route running talents, and he's also very very good with his tells to me. I've obviously thrown to him for a number of years now, and I can read his body language, but he's tough to guard because he is so shifty with his body movements.
What are things that you want to do yourself, Aaron, to establish that offensive rhythm early? You talk a little bit about starting faster.
Well, we just got to be more efficient. I missed a throw on the first third down. Starting off the last game, we hit that. We're kind of in their territory, and things get going. Often that first third down is a very important one for us. So we got to, give ourselves that first down of the game. And, we've seen over the years, often, last year especially, if we didn't go three and out, we scored on possessions. So we got to eliminate the three and outs and get one first down, and often that drive leads to a score.
Back to Norman, how does he change a secondary that you basically faced attack from last year?
Well, I think they trust him to go guard one guy man on man. He's done start coverage throughout the season, whether that's on Odell or Green from Cincinnati, and with us, I don't know if that would be Jordy or Devontae at this point, but they're comfortable putting him on a guy and saying, hey, you got him for the game, and we'll worry about everybody else.
I know you had the change at center with JC going to Corey. Otherwise, there's been a lot of continuity on that offensive line. If the face has changed, the expectation will be that everybody can do it, but how difficult is it when there's a switch there?
Well, I think you just have to adjust slightly. You have to make sure those guys get comfortable early. Maybe slide Don's way a couple times, get him comfortable, or give Jason some help inside and out. But we got a lot of confidence in those guys, and they'll have a good week of preparation. We'll see what Dave and TJ's availability is. But we'll make sure those guys aren't left on an edge. We played them and kind of left JC on an edge on an island there, backed up. We're not going to do that again. Moving forward, we're going to make sure those guys are getting their pads set and comfortable out there.
Aaron, can you take anything away from that game in January, the wild card game? I know it's both different teams, but can you take anything from that game and use it towards your advantage in this game?
Well, it's an uncommon opponent. We play them every 3 years, so it helps that we played them within the calendar year. But like I said, they have a different some different people in different places. Some guys playing bigger roles than maybe they did last year. It's most important to judge a team on how they're playing in the last, 4 or 5 game breakdown. Obviously, you look at some film outside that breakdown, but that's kind of the most important things you look at.
Aaron, is play action maybe what's missing more than just a running game, but just the threat of it so that you can then hit some of that deeper stuff that you guys have done in the past? Is that where it shows up a little bit more, do you think?
Well, I think a little bit, but we've been doing some personnel groups that have been a little abnormal for us over the years. We haven't done a lot of our really with the fullback on the field the last couple of weeks in a traditional fullback role. Rip's been out there, but we've been giving him the football a couple weeks ago. Then last week, not a lot of reps for Rutkowski. So a lot of that stuff comes when you're establishing the run with some two-back stuff, and we just haven't got to a lot of that based on injuries and a desire to put Ty out there and try and get him in some favorable matchups for us.
The team seems a little more focused this week. Have you seen that as well?
Well, it's early in the week, but probably give you a better answer, maybe Friday morning. But I felt like practice was good today. There was good energy. Guys were dialed in. I mean, you know, we played a little music at practice, and guys were loose and having a good time out there. But it's an expectation at this point in the season that we're going to be focused, and it's on the leadership to make sure that carries over to Sunday.
Aaron, you mentioned the third downs. You guys have actually been really good at that for most of the season. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Has it been just something different each time on third down that's gone awry, or what's been the issue the last 2 weeks?
Execution. You know, that's the truth. We just haven't been hitting the ones we've hit in the past. Now we've hit a couple fourth downs in the mix, which doesn't show up in the third down percentage. But yeah, we've also, you know, in the Tennessee game, we had some really long yard situations. You know, a couple third and 15 pluses, which are going to be tough. The key to that is first and second down, obviously getting yourself in manageable situations. But you know, we had a lot of penalties last week, which kind of put us behind the yard markers there.
What can Jared give you once he's healthy and back in the swing of things?
Well, that's kind of what we're looking to see this week from practice. Obviously, he's a big body, very athletic, has the ability to get down the seam and has a little bit more speed when he's in there. But, you know, we're going to have to get back on the same page and get that chemistry back where it was before the injury.
Yeah, this photo you took with Bart last year and Brett, the three of you, the three quarterbacks from the Super Bowl teams, it's out now, it's released. Talk about that photo shoot, what that means to you.
Well, it meant a lot because, you know, obviously I played with Brett for 3 years and then got to know Bart. He was one of the first people that I met when I was at Fan Fest. I got to meet him and the late Max McGee. And Bart was always somebody that I looked up to, being a football historian as a kid, knowing that you know, he was part of the first Super Bowl ever and Super Bowl MVP. And then getting to know him and the kind of person that he is, he's a great man. And I was just really hoping that he was going to be in good spirits and in good health, and it was fun to be able to see him. He recognized me. He remembered me. We had to talk. So that part was really special. And just the three of us being able to do that picture, I'm excited because I get one of the prints as well, you know, one of the paintings. So definitely have to find a spot for that in my house. Spoon, go ahead, and then we'll be done.
You know, I was wondering, you have McCarthy, who's a quarterback. Yeah. Whatever, you know, you've had Clements, who's been with you from the beginning. You have Alex, who's a quarterback's coach, and you've got Eckers, an offensive coordinator. How do you sort through everything that those guys are teaching you or coaching you? And, you know, who do you really go to when you need someone? You know, really need
Yeah, well, we all got one boss, and that's Mike. But, you know, Alex is my day-to-day guy. And Tom's in a lot of those meetings as well. And then everybody's in the walkthroughs, so we're all a part of the conversation. I guess the great thing is we got great communication within the offensive circles there. But it's very fluid conversation. You know, if one person is not a part of that conversation, and sometimes it's me, they're having a conversation about something they want to do. It always gets filtered down, up and down the entire time, and that's the great thing I think about the way that we've been able to maneuver having so many different voices. Because obviously they all have roles within the offensive staff and the game plan, and in me and my, you know, advanced years as a starting quarterback now, you know, I have as much input as I need in those meetings as well. So it's been a great dialogue, I think, especially the last couple of years as roles have changed, and you know, we've been able to stay on the same page through it all.